It's been 3 years since legislators passed Act 48, the law that set Vermont on a path towards single-payer health care. But the number of unanswered questions seems to have grown, not shrunk, since then. And on Tuesday afternoon, a legislative consultant tried to help lawmakers understand the scope of the work ahead.
Basically, what this is to provide some type of a framework or structure for thinking through the key design issues associated with implementing Act 48.
That's policy analyst Ken Thorpe talking to the House Committee on Ways and Means, and he's referring to a handout that includes 44 questions that lawmakers will want answered before they give the go-ahead to a publicly funded universal health care system. What is the total cost? How would alternative financing models affect the state's ability to attract and retain businesses and jobs? Does the plan address recruitment, training, and retention of the healthcare workforce? Calais Representative Janet Ansel is the Democratic chairwoman of Ways and Means. Her committee wants to use a pending health care bill called S-252 to make sure that legislators can obtain answers to those kinds of questions. And Ansel says lawmakers need to be sure they don't have to rely on the Shumlin administration to get them.
The governor's going to make a proposal. We're not going to rubber stamp that proposal. We're going to look at it independently with our own experts and our own questions before we make a decision about moving forward. And that's really what this bill reflects.
The bill requires the Shumlin administration to deliver a financing plan to the legislature by February 3rd of next year, and it cuts off funding for Shumlin's health care reform process if the deadline goes unmet. Shumlin has postponed twice now the unveiling of which taxes he'd use to fund single-payer. House Speaker Shap Smith says he understands that factors beyond the governor's control contributed to those delays. But Smith says time is running short.
But if we're not going to have a finance plan next year, then there have to be some consequences to not getting a finance plan. So basically we're saying, hey, if you don't get a finance plan to us, let's call a complete timeout on what we're doing.
Thorpe, an Emory University professor hired in January to provide policy expertise to the legislature, told lawmakers that they'll need to compile a body of research before they're ready to evaluate the merits of whatever proposal Shumlin comes forward with.
Because you can't really evaluate alternative proposals unless you have a baseline spending distribution to look at how much people are paying now, how much businesses are paying now, both in terms of premiums, out-of-pocket, and so on.
While Shumlin has indicated he wants lawmakers to pass a financing plan in 2015, Ansel says the legislature won't rush the process.
We will take whatever time we need. I don't know how much time that will be, but if it takes more than a session, it'll take more than a session.
Speaker Smith has approved funding for the House Committee on Healthcare to hold 4 meetings during the off session to work on the healthcare reform issues. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld in Montpelier.